Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, coming to you in the February 2021. You guys, I am feeling so good and excited about this month. I was just checking in on the energy again for this group because I always send out my update. Then I always sort of recheck in for what this group, whoever's listening to this, whoever's attracted to this material, needs to hear. So, super excited to be with you guys today because there's a couple things I wanted to bring to the table. We're going to go over a little bit of the energies of coming into February, and then I want to get to all of your concerns and questions. So much creativity, you guys. Such fast manifestation. I have never felt this much speed in energy. And what's great about it is that basically, if you release a tiny bit of resistance, you're going to get a flooding in of evidence really quickly, quicker than it's ever been. And that's just super exciting. I've had so many friends who are like, I'm struggling with money. They release a little resistance. Literally, a check comes the next day. I mean, it's that fast. So really get excited about that. On the same token, if you're in wounding, if you're feeling stuck, those energies are going to manifest really quick too, into small things, but they still manifest quickly. And even noticing, let's say you watch a show with something in passing and the next day you see the exact same thing. It's that sort of repetitive, very quick to manifest again, especially the things that you don't have resistance on. So leaving January, there was definitely a massive shift with the inauguration. Even people that are Trump fans felt it. Okay, so there was just such a massive shift in energy due to Biden becoming president, which was in sort of beginning the new age of energy in the sense of healing, repair, resolution, solution. That's the energy that we're moving into. There is so much healing going on the planet, so you don't have to worry about that. What you have to worry about is yourself, as we always talk about. There is a new energy of sort of receptive, receiving, female kindness, compassion, empathy that we really want to be a part of. There's much more relaxed, let it in energy as opposed to I need to fight, I need to push, I need to force. So that's exciting for me because this is the first month that has felt lighter than probably over a year. This is the lightest month for over a year. So yay. There is a sense of needing a change in your life. So this is a time to call in the help, to call in the resources, to be willing to, they're showing me exchanging of gifts. So this year has been so much about isolation. Now this is coming into a new connection time. So be excited, be in the flow, be ready to be surprised. Okay, because there's going to be sort of flashes of inspiration, of sudden things working out of nowhere, things that have been dragging for a year suddenly being resolved. I have several clients that have been dealing with lawsuits, and all of a sudden in February, they're resolved. So there's such a wonderful resolve energy. So whatever's going on for you, expect it to be resolved in February if you can. Because of a lot of wounding that's been coming up around issues of control and wellness and security and survival and fairness, I want you guys to think about, because this is what came up for this group, of the fear of being exposed. Because you can talk about COVID in that way, but also exposed for who we are. And this brings me to another thing I wanted to bring up with this group. For those of you that don't know, my master's degree is in marriage and family therapy, specifically spiritual depth psychology. And so I'm a part of groups that, you know, post videos and articles and things like that I love to keep up with. And some of them I'm like, blah, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. And this one popped up and I loved it so much because it resonates so much with what we do here. And it was specifically about addiction, but I really do feel that this applies to pretty much every single person that's listening to this. So this PhD in France, he's talking about all these studies they've done. You know, they typically talk about addiction being genetic or a choice or blah, blah, blah. And he said, none of that is true. It's all due to trauma. Now, we're not talking about traumatic. He defined trauma as something I thought was so beautiful and exactly what Abraham Hicks would say, which is separation from your authentic self. And I was like, yes, I love this so much because that is exactly right. So addiction of any kind, and he defined addiction as a needing to soothe the separation between you and your authentic self. And you can call that you and your soul, you and your inner being, whatever you want. So I thought this way of looking at it was so powerful. And he talked about addiction being anything from shopping to, you're seeing this a lot with the young people, the online, internet addiction, porn, drugs, alcohol, codependence. It can be anything, you guys, food, anything we use to try to soothe without really dealing with what is the problem. And the problem is what? Disconnection from our true selves. So I thought this was really powerful. And he talks about how do you heal addiction? It's called recovery. And recovery means to find again. So to find your authentic self again, and most of us in this group, and I know me too, when you are a highly sensitive child, you see what other people are doing and you go, I'm not going to get love unless I'm perfect. I'm not going to get love unless I change my true self. So that is really the core wounding of, I think, every human on the planet. So I thought that was really cool. And so this is a month of recovery, of rediscovering your true authentic self. That's the process we've been in for the past year through the Rona and all that stuff. I call it the Rona. So I thought that was really cool, you guys, and I wanted to share that with you. So we are in a new energy. We've been talking about it forever. Here we are. We're here, guys. We've arrived in the new energy. So think about this month. What can you open to more? What possibilities can you open to more? And what I mean by that is, where am I putting up walls that I can break down? So if I've only had one resource of money, where can I open to more resources? Because guys, this stuff is going to flow in so quick. It's so exciting. I love it. I love it. Now, if you're in a state of feeling stuck, of feeling overwhelmed, that's okay. I do recommend Googling the Abraham Hicks emotional scale. There's, I think, maybe 20 emotions on there. And I went through this with a friend of mine this week. Of you, if you're in overwhelm, it's helping you soothe yourself up the scale. And it gives you a word that helps you go, oh, that's my next emotion I'm reaching for. I found it really helpful for some people. Again, take what works with you, throw out the rest. But really being willing to go, there are going to be these moments of overwhelm. And then there's going to be these moments of like, oh my God, I'm so inspired and excited and moving forward. So roll with that flow this month. I loved this quote. I put it in the update. In order for things to change, you have to see them as you want them to be rather than continuing to observe them as they are. So if you find yourself focusing on what is, this is what is, and this is what is, and this is what is, and my job has changed, and there's still Corona, and blah, 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 how do I want it to be? I want to feel free. I want abundance to flow. I want my connections to flow. I want my business to thrive, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, guys, so just don't worry about what is, because it is changing. Try to begin something new this month, especially they're showing me, which is interesting, especially for this group, around self-care, adding something into your regimen that is just for fun, just for self-care, just for loving yourself. I've found more and more in my life how vital that is for me moving forward, especially because A, I'm a mom, B, I'm constantly in a state of helping others. I really need to refuel that for myself. See this month as a blank slate, you guys. Started as a reset, okay? This is the time for you to create who you choose to be the rest of the year. This is the massive beginning. God, you guys, the energy feels so good the rest of the year. I'm really excited about it. So you want win-win relationships. You want exchanging of gifts. You're ready. Your people are ready. If you're ready for your person, let them come in. If you're ready for your soulmate, this is the time to really open to it, guys. Accept help. Ask for help. People are ready to be giving. They want to be giving. Being giving is a gift. And I always say, you know, there's so many people. I have trouble receiving. That's been one of my things. And I find that when I really realized how much joy I get from giving, it allowed me to receive more, because why would I deprive somebody of that joy of being able to give to me? Okay. So yay, guys, as you know, I'm happy to do generals with you, but if you have anything specific you want to work on, if you want to clean up today, if there's something you guys want to manifest that you feel like you want to clean up, I think today's the day to do it. So I think it would be better, unless I'm happy to do generals, but if you guys want to, like, hey, here's this one thing I really want to manifest, can you help me really get clarity on where I'm at in regards to this? I think that's going to be super productive for the energies of February. All right, let's get this potty started. As you know, I will start with the area code. So please pay attention and give me your name and where you're calling from. All right, let's start with 818. We got here in Cali.
Hi, hello. Nadia. It's Charlene from California.
Hi, Charlene. You got first today, girl. You were on. You were ready.
I am ready. First I have to say hello to my sister, Projector.
Oh, yes, so, girl. I'm with you.
Yeah. So I have had an unbelievable amount happen to me in the last 2 months. So I do need to ask for a general for the
highest information
to guide me to right now.
Okay. So highest guidance for Charlene right now. We just want the highest guidance. So they're giving me a sort of what's really exciting. And I want you to tune into this, because they're showing me this serendipitous things falling into place energy that is right in front of you, but you're not seeing it or feeling it. And I need you to sort of step into it, because it's right there. The last 2 months, like I said, everything's really fast. I was just talking to one of my close friends yesterday who's had a lot of financial problems. And I was like, wow, your desire for money has shot through the roof, you know, due to these things. So now it's coming to you really fast. So all these things that have happened for you in the past 2 months have made you ask in a stronger way. Oh, honey, this is very good. Good stuff coming in for you. I got to tell you, this is about creativity, co-creating with the universe, letting spirit guide you. See it the way you want it to be, because I'm telling you right now, you're right about to step into such a powerful time. You're really, I like Charlene, you're really like on the edge. So don't worry about what's happened in the past 2 months. What I would focus on is, what is this giving me clarity on the past 2 months? Because that is what's coming. I'm getting all positive things coming in for you. So let me see anything holding her back, anything we sort of need to clean up for her. Okay. Yeah. So the only thing to focus on for you is why do I want the things that I want? Does that make sense?
Okay, to get more clarity.
So can you maybe give me one of the things so we can help you? We meaning your guys?
Well, I there's so many. I really want to be, you know, to move and to be in a home. And I have, and I want to be where I can really thrive. And I'm going to be moving, but like right now I just don't know where, and I have an opportunity to go
out of
state, which I didn't know if I'm in. I don't know if it's the right thing, and I'm
sure
it's got to feel really good, but I'm expecting it to come in.
So it's interesting, because when I want you to go back and listen to yourself in this recording, because your energy is saying is in a lot of more fear and angst about this than I think you realize as far as the move is concerned. And I think that's why.
Oh, no, I know I have it.
yeah. And you can really feel it when you're talking. And I think that what I would say is this. I my grandfather used to always say, when in doubt, stall. And it sounds really silly, but I think that, as Abraham would say, procrastination is the wisdom not to move without clarity. Okay. So.
I know that. Yeah. I've been under like so much stress that that's not a real good time to make that decision either.
Exactly.
So
I love that you have that wisdom. So what I would do is when I get out of state, I get a strong no. You don't want to move out of state right now. Maybe that'll change.
Right.
What I would sit down and go, what is it that, you know, again, we come back to this. It's so remedial, but it's so such a good reminder. Everything we want is because we think we'll feel better. Every single thing. So I want to move mm-hmm. because I think I'll feel better. In what way? I think I want great neighbors. I want to love where I live. I want to walk into my home and feel uplifted.
Right.
I want to feel, you know,
right.
I want an energy of inspiration and joy and, you know, whatever it is. So, and then finding the appreciation for where you are. So it's the balance
right.
of what do I want and why do I want it? And where can I find that now? I'm so grateful I have a roof over my head. I'm so grateful that I have food on the table. I'm so grateful that this is what I love about where I am right now. And
yeah.
I'd love
and
to
I,
keep these.
I can do that.
Yeah, I'd love to keep what I have and add more. Let me just look at the move really quick for you. Just right around the move. It is definitely this year, 2021, for sure.
Okay.
But there's definitely, you need to be where you are right now for a reason. There's something still where
yeah.
you are that you haven't gotten the gift yet. So don't be in a rush.
Yeah.
Trust the universe's
okay,
timing on that. Mm-hmm.
I will. And that makes total sense. And I just have one quick question. My son
sure.
had a previous years ago, a jaw surgery where he's running into an issue with the bone not healing. It didn't heal properly. Is is there any deficiency that anything about that I could help him with, or will it grow back in?
Okay, so they're showing, when you said deficiency, I got a yes. Okay, now they're showing me two things. They're showing me two things for him. Number one, I know this sounds weird, but like getting blood work done and seeing what nutrients and minerals he's missing. There's something missing. He's not getting something that he needs.
Okay,
that he needs to figure out what that is physically. Okay. Secondly, like, I don't know if it's vitamin D or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's something that's an easy fix that is depleting him on. Yeah, there's something that's depleting him physically that he needs to replenish. I don't know exactly what this is, but they're showing me a blood test or something that can be tested to see where the deficiency is. Because when you said deficiency, I got a yes. Secondly, he's holding on to that he cannot get what he wants in life, and he's holding on to frustration and anger. That is his base vibration, and that is why it's not healing on an energetic level.
Okay
That's so
what
I would
I
just
thought.
Have him
okay
yeah so I would jaw is usually anger and expression of
okay
anger. Okay so also there's
okay.
this he doesn't believe he can get what he wants, so it's really going to be helpful for you you know, when you have a child, to help them, you know, see them how who they really are, not who they're being, you know,
right
and help him believe in himself a little bit.
Okay got it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Charlene. No problem. Have a great day. Bye.
You too.
All right. Next, I have California is representing. I got 415. Hello.
Hey, Nadia. This is Paula from California.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Boy, I sure resonated with Charlene.
Okay.
I actually, I'm same thing about moving and wanting to move and all that. But I want to ask, can I ask about my nephew?
Sure.
Yeah, because he was diagnosed as paranoid schizophrenia with that. And it's a really sad thing because, you know, he's young. He had this really promising baseball career.
Mm-hmm.
And he's totally derailed. And I'm just wondering, and it's like devastating to my brother, you know, his son, you know, his father. And so what can I do? You know, is there, you know, like in the energetic and all this stuff is.
Sure. Well, the first thing is there's three things going on. Number one is I will share this with you, and I would have you research this just for yourself, maybe to help your brother. But in Brazil and in many other countries, they see paranoid schizophrenics as basically what a paranoid schizophrenic is they're not all the way on this plane. Okay.
Yes.
So there's a part of them
yes.
that leaves this plane. And so they see them as usually as mediums, as psychics, as these type of people, because that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
This child, this boy is choosing to go, I wasn't really happy being a part of this world. So I'm choosing to go back. So understanding that your nephew is responding to the disapproval from his family, not from himself, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
So I would support him in his choice. Like, it's like my son has epilepsy and a little OCD. He's three. So I have to support him that he needs to disconnect. And he has what's called absence seizures, which means he literally disconnects throughout the day, my son. And he's choosing this for a reason, because this world is heavy. So he needs a little disconnection to come back and stay connected to himself. And it feels very similar to me with this child. I would talk to his soul. This is the only thing you can do, and say, I support you. Mm-hmm. And you can be grounded in this earth and in source, and really leaning that in, because it feels to me like he feels like he needs to leave this world. Also, how old is he?
He's like 24.
Okay. He feels like a late teenager. So he definitely is emotionally younger. Do you know what I mean? Like, he feels like there's something, you know, he feels like 18 to 20 to me. So he does feel a little bit younger. But there's this sense of a little boy wounding, of really doing what everybody else wants instead of what he wants.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he's manifesting this, because now this is forcing him out of needing to do what everybody else wants him to do. And it just came to a head because he's becoming a man, you know, obviously. When I get, he doesn't want to play baseball. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to play baseball.
And my brother said, keep just trying to let him know it's fine, that he supports him in whatever he wants to do.
Exactly.
But
he's
in his schizophrenia, he's like so angry, and he's actually kind of violent.
He's expressing his frustration through, you know, 20 years of pleasing other people.
Yeah.
So really getting into him and say, hey, you're angry. Angry, it's an explosion of stuff that has been repressed in this child, in this boy. I say boy because he's not a man. There's a lot of what we talked about, recovery, returning to his authentic self, and he needs to release and let that anger move through in a way that's safe and healthy. So obviously getting a therapist where he can safely, you know, express his anger. And unfortunately, because he, you know, there is that sort of physical aspect that you want to make sure that he's physically safe and everybody else is, but he does need to express the anger and get it out, and getting clear. What do you want? What is it that you want? What is it you desire? What's important to you right now? Obviously you're really angry, so something is very important to you right now. That's what I tell my 5-year-old. And it's the same.
Yeah.
It's not any different for a grown up, you know? So hopefully that's helpful, but there's nothing wrong here. It's all what needs to happen. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. Bye, honey. Sorry about that, sweetie, but we'll talk about it more. And if you have more questions, go ahead and email me. All right. Next we have 303. Hello.
Hey, Nadia. It's Robin in California.
Hi, Mama. I always forget that that's your number, 303, because you're here, and it's very confusing to me.
It's very mysterious. It's very mysterious.
Hi, Mama.
I just want to say one thing. Right, I'm so impressed and inspired by your willingness to stand up for your convictions in these times when that's kind of difficult.
Oh, you're
in this
so sweet,
world.
Mama. Are you talking about the political stuff?
I am talking about the political stuff.
Yes, I was like, unsubscribe, people. We good. I don't care. You know, you got to be authentic. We spent our whole life, this is what we were feeling exposed. And when you're exposed in your truth, that's when you feel like you're going to be attacked. But you have to be willing to go, it doesn't matter, I'm standing in my truth. That's the new energy. Even if people don't like it, that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I love that you're standing in that. And it's really inspiring.
Oh,
the real, I kind of want to ask for a general, but it's specific. As a reforming control freak and starting a brand new career business
exciting.
That hit unexpected.
Great.
Whatever setbacks or challenges, we'll call them. I just want to be sure I'm not forcing, that I'm allowing, and that I'm on the right track.
Okay, well, this is what they're showing me around this new business. There is a little bit of needing to do things by the book right now of like, okay, I got to do X and Y. Like there's sort of those things, you know, like business license and blah, 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 tax ID numbers, you know, that kind of crap. Do you know what I'm saying? Like those sort of logistical things that you just have to do. Those are not fun. Okay. But you do have to do them. So there is that sense of making peace with the logistics, right? The what I'm seeing about this business that I want you to put out as far as intention, which is exactly the energy of February, which is win-win and exchanging of gifts. Give a gift, get a gift. So meaning I'm giving a gift, I'm giving something, and I'm getting something. Do you see what I'm saying? Because you're very used to giving and not
exactly
getting.
Exactly the business.
Yes. I'm talking about the business.
What the business is intended.
Oh, good. Well, that's I'm seeing that. And then the other thing is what I want. This is really exciting about this business. I really feel this is where it's headed. And I just want you to feel for this. It's easy. It's peaceful. It's in the flow. There's not drama. There's this sort of ease to it that I see. So that's the energy I want you to try to get in now. I'm in the flow. It's easy. Let me let it be easy. Does that make sense to you?
Good.
That's the energy I want you to be putting out there. It's already in motion. It's absolutely the right thing for you to be doing. Don't worry about the time. Don't let the time make you feel pressured. Let go of the time. Okay. If you can't, I get it. We get money fear, so I'm ready for money to flow in the perfect way. I want the right people at the right time and the right circumstances, okay? You're in the building block stage. You're still, it's not done. You're still building it, so let it, there's going to be more to this than you even realize that you haven't discovered yet. Hello?
Okay, deal.
Does that make sense?
I'll work on
Does that make
totally
sense?
Does.
Yeah, you're ready. This is though. This was a divinely inspired idea, and you are ready to receive from this. But it's just not going into that control, needing it to be a certain way, forcing it, energy. Okay. Easy.
Easy peasy. Okay.
Yes. Thanks, Robin. Good luck. I love this. Yay.
Big
money. Right. Okay. Next I have 808. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. It's Kathy.
How are you? I love that you're getting in every week now. All right. What's going on, girl?
It feels like I'm really, really close. I've got some things that have happened, but not quite cemented.
Okay.
And so
okay.
I think there's some resistance there, and I just want to.
All right, is
what
this
is
work
it
related?
That's get me over
work
the
related,
edge?
Work and money
everything.
Related. Okay.
Everything, yeah.
Okay, so it's really interesting because they're saying that there's something that you need to walk away from, and that there's something new around what you're doing that you're ready for. So what you need to walk away from is the old way of expecting things to work out for you. I feel like there's a sort of slowness of things working out for you from the past, and I want you to expect it to be fast and easy, like I was just talking about with Robin. So tell me exactly what you want to happen. How do you want it to go?
In a general way. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. In a general way. Like you said, fast, easy, mm-hmm. With joy and love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's basically just wanting it to manifest in the best possible way. With love, you know, not out of all the other things.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you really want to let go of the drama and the fighting,
yeah.
and the push pull. And there is this sense of people not coming through, and I think that's what you need to walk away from.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have a belief that people don't really come through and they're not reliable. So I think that's the thing
uh-huh.
that we need to let go is people come through, they're reliable, you know. I have another client that's dealing with the same thing where even over a lawsuit of somebody not paying them, you know, so it's that kind of old energy of people saying one thing and then not really doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So letting that go, like, no, people are consistent and reliable because that's who you are. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that I'm the same way. I'm the same way. And I've had, you know, through the years, I've had to really clean up my energy around clients because I would get the same sort of thing of like not knowing my true value. So I would get people that would like not pay or take advantage of my time and energy. But then I'm like, okay, I'm setting these boundaries. Like, no, I want people that honor me because I honor them and I'm here to uplift them and I'm here to be of service and I know my value and I know what I'm here to do, et cetera, et cetera. But also people come through for me. I come through for me. The universe comes through for me. I think that's really the main energy for you. That's just the last little piece here that's going to push you over the edge because they're showing me very good energy here. They're showing me the word that's coming to me is regeneration, which is like I was just talking about with the addiction thing. It's a returning, I'm regenerating into a new way. And that's,
yeah,
I'm gonna... so much the energy of right now, that empowered Kathy, knowing who you are, you know, and mm-hmm. getting that from the universe. Also, they are showing me, call in your tribe. Call in the people. I always said when I first started this work, I said, bring me the people I can help. Bring me the win-win.
So I've been
doing all that.
Okay, so there's, I do that. Call
Great,
in my
good.
Tribe.
Keep it going.
Please,
keep it going,
know,
girl.
Come on in. Come on in. And, I'm still waiting.
Well, and I don't want, again, you're taking score. So when you're taking score, that means my awareness that it's not here is bigger than my allowing it in.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know it's really hard, but you are ready. Ask to be, what I would ask for instead of, because when you put it on other people, there's this sense of, I need other people to be okay and disempowering you a little bit. So what I would focus on is I'm at my best. I'm attracting money. I'm attracting honoring behavior. I'm attracting love. I'm attracting, I'm really letting in everything I've been asking for. One of the things I do when I go to sleep is, you know how sometimes if you have like an ache or a pain, you feel it when you're sleeping. You're like, oh, I didn't know that was there. And while I'm sleeping, I feel, you know what I mean? You kind of relax and you feel like, oh, that bugs me. And I always think, I'm like, oh, I always think about that my body's asking for energy and I'm not allowing it. And that's why when I'm laying down, so I really, before I go to bed, I'm like, I'm releasing all resistance. I'm letting everything I asked for to come into me. I'm letting everything I've asked for to come into me. So sometimes something general like that is really going to help as opposed to specific. But you have to feel for where you are in each moment because sometimes it's like, I'm ready for my people. Let's do this. And that feels great, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And the thing about the ache is I tend to have this neck ache. You know, I'll wake up in the middle of the night with a neck ache. Does that have something to do with that too?
Yes, yes. Okay, so a neck ache. A neck is I'm not seeing the all the options available to me. I'm rigidly seeing that my money has to come in from this way as opposed to my success instead of opening to all the ways money and success can come to you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Wow, cool.
Yeah, the neck is rigidly not seeing all other directions or options.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That does make sense. Okay. And does that lead to, I have a left eye thing going on. And is that very, because I keep going, okay, the eyes obviously have something to do with vision and sight. What am I not looking at? What am I not seeing?
Well, and the left is I'm not seeing what I'm receiving. So that makes sense with what you just said. Yeah. So the left is receiving. So I can't see what I'm receiving. So I want to see evidence. I'm ready to see evidence. And I'm telling you, this is the time to see evidence. Like it is ready. And really looking for those small things of evidence, those little, and then making those things bigger and really feeling it. That's why we did in the workshop of like, I'm going to manifest a flower, a heart, whatever, an apple, because those are like, ooh, I'm seeing it.
Okay.
And that's perfect. What I want you to really practice. Yeah.
Thank you so much. That was great.
Okay.
Really.
Thanks, Judy.
Thank you so much. Love you.
No problem. Have an amazing day. I love you.
You too.
All right. Next I have 510. 510. Hello.
Hey, Nadia. It's Emily.
Hey,
California.
Mama. I feel like I haven't talked to you forever. What's going on?
It's been a little bit. Yeah. I am starting a new business, and I'm so excited about it. I would love anything that I need to clean up around that.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations. This is like the new energy. Corona is very creative and move people into new directions. So that's great. All right, Emily, what's going on with you? Okay, so I don't want you to feel like you have to do this alone. Okay? I want you to, I mean, I know you like to do things yourself, but I think this is going to be one of those things where you want it to be bigger than you.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? You want it to be, to let it, you know, I'm going to use Biden as an example. You know, Biden's like, I got my Kamala, I got my Buttigieg, I got all these people to sort of support me in my, what I want to do. And that's there. I want you to have that kind of energy of bringing in really what you need and not feeling like you have to do, knowing what your real strengths are and knowing where you should call in other people.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? Okay.
It does.
This is absolutely a channeled thing. This is going to bless your life in a really positive way. The resistance I'm seeing right now is number one, trusting the process and the unfolding. Just like when I was talking to Robin, I get that similar energy of this is going to take you somewhere you can't see right now in a good way.
Okay.
So don't limit it. Let it become what it wants to become. The analogy they're giving me is I'm a songwriter is a song, you know, the song tell you what it wants to be. Let the business, it's almost like it has its own energy and own entity. And this is so much a part of you growing, you know, this is a manifestation of you, this business, you know what I mean by that? I don't know what it is, but that's what it feels like. You do have a leg up already. I feel like there's something about this business. You're already ahead of the game in a good way. Does that make sense to you? Like you already have, it feels like you already have a strong foundation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there is this sort of like, oh, you have a leg up, which is awesome. So moving forward, you're not, this is the opposite, is relax more, be in the flow more. If you're excited to move forward, great, do it. Take days off from it. You don't need to do it every day. I have one of my best friends started a business about a year ago, and she's like, I'm realizing that I'm obsessing and that becomes fear-based. So just watch it because you have that same energy where you can really tip into overdoing.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean by that? Like fear-based doing as opposed to fun, joyful, you know, oh, I have to do this as opposed to I want to do this. So just watch your energy. If you feel like you have to, clean it up before you do it. Because there are always going to be those type of things. You know what I mean? Logistical.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like there's one more thing around this. Hold on one second. Good. This is going to bring about change in almost every area of your life. And so there is a little bit of resistance to that. Okay. So hold on.
Sure.
Let me just
look
at that because I think you know that. So they're okay. So just, this is not a negative, but I just want you to stay with it. So as you're creating this is absolutely taking you to your prosperity, but there are going to be unexpected things that you have to all of a sudden shift directions on. So that's why they're saying be flexible and in the flow, because you're going to think, oh, this is how it's going to be. And then oh no, it's going to be this way. Do you see what I mean? Like, oh, let me open to it being this way. That's what I mean by they're just giving me more clarity on don't try to control it and confine it. Let it expand naturally. I mean, do you want to talk about what it is or no?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
Because
what they're saying is don't be 100% married to everything. Be open. Again, like a songwriter. Like when I go into my producer with a song, I can't be married to any lyric or anything. I have to go, what's the highest way this song's going to come forward? You know, and that's the intention, I think, that will help you.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense to me. And in terms of like the Biden example, because I have some mentors I'm working with and really, really supportive, solid training structure that I feel super confident in. And then, so I feel like I'm, you know what I mean? Like I've got help that I'm aware of already. And is it about sort of like bringing in like maybe a VA or something, or
well,
am I
it's like
to
this,
see that?
It's like, let's say I'm going to use, this is the example that came to my mind. Okay. So for me, let's say I'm going to use D as an example. So I can do all this blog talk myself. I don't need a producer. I'm technical enough to be able to do the online studio and all that myself. D's not. So she's like, I'm going to hire somebody to do all the technical shit because it's too stressful and annoying for me to do it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Got it. Yes.
So it's her path of least resistance to pay somebody to do the technical stuff. Just like I paid somebody to build my website. So that sort of thing. It's like, I don't need to do every piece of this. I can outsource some things that are not natural or joyful or part of my real talent base, you know?
Okay.
So it's that kind of thing. Like,
love it.
Hey, you know, like J-Lo has somebody that texts, that posts on Instagram for her every day. You think she does it? No, she does not. She has somebody that posts every day. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that kind of thing. Like people are like, hey, I need to have this online presence and that's not my thing. So let me pay somebody to do that. And that's just the example. That may not necessarily be the thing for you, but that's the type of thing I'm talking about as it expands.
Yes. Oh my God. Brilliant.
Yes. Okay, good. I'm glad you got that. I'm glad you got that. Yay, it's exciting.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
keep me posted, girl. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear about it.
Okay. Love you.
I love you. Okay, next I have 602. Hello.
Hey, Nadia, it's Kim.
Hey, Kim. Look at you getting through. You're getting through, girl.
I know.
You guys are everyone who normally doesn't get through called earlier today, I guess. So how can I help you, Kim?
Well, let's talk about money. How?
Okay.
Manifesting it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So number one, you're definitely used to, and I think this is where COVID has kind of thrown you for a loop. I do something for money and I get money. Like really much like these are my skill sets. I do those things and I receive money for it. And so because of COVID, there's things you haven't been able to do. Correct me if I'm wrong. That has caused you to go, oh shit, excuse my language. Now I don't know how to get money because I'm so used to, you know, the image they have of me. It's like I chop the wood and I get the fire. You know what I mean? And that's what you're used to. So this is the gift of this time is you opening up to new ways of bringing money in. Okay. To opening up to ideas and inspirations of how to bring in money in ways where you get to put in less effort, which yay, I love less effort for more money. They are showing me you having to walk away from something. Do you know what this thing is?
No.
Like an old way. Maybe it's an old way of looking at money and work. I think that's probably what it is. Of like, I need to open to a new way of, and the energy they're showing me is the yin energy. You know, yang is out and doing, which is normally your jam. And it's like, no, I want to be in a receiving. And this is about your divine feminine because you have a very strong male energy. You're a doer. You're a strong, powerful force, which we know about you. And they're saying getting into, I don't have to do it all. Let me receive more. And I think that's really going to open up the energy for you because you're one of those people that if you get a yes from the universe, you'll take the action. You don't have a problem going, all right, you want me to do that? You're not afraid of hard work. You know what I mean? But I want you to have it be more fun, have it be easy. Walking away from every hour is what makes my money as opposed to money can come in a myriad of ways. They're showing me like a project or something. Really opening to things being fair. I feel like things have been unfair in the past. Like you give more and get less. Yes.
Wow. That's really interesting. The only thing I can think of would be the film festival.
I get a yes
that
on
I'm,
that.
Oh, I'm one of the co-founders of.
So do you feel like you're putting in a lot and not getting a lot out of it?
Well, I don't.
Hello? Did I lose you? Oh, there you are.
I'm trying to. No. You're good, Nadia. I'm just trying to.
Articulate it.
Yeah. I think. Let me be blah, 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 blah. It's my other co-founder. I've got another partner. She wants to back out because
okay.
of other reasons, yeah. and that's fine. And I think I really relied on her, and she's like the face, so to speak, of the film festival instead of
got it.
Me.
Okay.
Me.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but I don't think that's the way I want to go, and I want to not turn it into a nonprofit, and she's been resistant about it.
Well, and so this is what I mean. So when you're faced with something like this, and so they gave me a little bit of clarity because I always ask for some clarity, and this is the clarity is you really don't want – you're not somebody that's like, I want to be the star. I need to be in front. Like, that's definitely not you. And there's this sense of, if you have to do this yourself, that feels like overwhelm. That feels like, no, that's too much for me to take on myself.
Yeah.
And you honestly, and this sounds like silly, but you just don't want the drama of it all. Okay. Like, it's that simple for you. You're like, no, it's too much. So I think that it's really about, let me call in another partner or another person, like I was saying to Emily, of like calling in the people that are good at the stuff you're not good at. You know what I mean? Like somebody who's a front person, somebody who likes to be in the spotlight. You are not that person, you know? And that's fine. So it's like, hey, you don't want to do it. That's fine. Let me bring in who does, because I do believe in this project and I do like it, but I don't want it all on my back. So that's okay. So again, we're about receiving. We're about you opening to the resources and help. And this is a great month to do that. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. And the funny thing is I'm an actor, so not being in the spotlight, kind of like, oh, okay.
Well, you know what? But that's something you got to clean up, because this is about you going, I want to be seen. I don't want to be seen. I want to be part of something.
Oh.
But you are much more comfortable being in the background. So you can change that. This is about the exposure. And this is, I think you have one of those things that I'm not safe when people see all of who I really am. And that's being an actor. So this is why the acting career hasn't moved, because you have to be willing to be exposed, you know?
Okay.
And being exposed, you know, like Robin was telling me, like, you're going to get haters. Just, it is what it is.
Nope.
It's the nature of the beast, you know, and being that secure with yourself where you doesn't trigger you, you know, where you can go, okay, whatever, I know who I am. So I think this is a great journey for you to go, wow, I can see, and even maybe in the film festival, using that as an opportunity to step forward and go, okay, I am going to put myself out there. It does feel good to be the front person. You know, find what works for you, mama. Whatever's good for you is good for me. It's really about, because it's lining up with whatever choice you want to make. But right now, your choice is, I don't want to be the front person. So you can change that. It's just you got to sort of line your energy up with that.
Correct.
Yeah.
All
I think this is going to be big for your
you.
Acting. Big for your acting, for you to open up to this. Yeah.
All
super
right.
Exciting.
Cool. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. Bye, sweetie. Okay. Next I have 716. Hello.
Hi, Susan here from Niagara Falls.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Oh, well, I have been in some weird situations. Energy levels just down in the dumps. I've decided that the money that I was going to receive, which I haven't received yet, I do want to put into my home because I absolutely love my home.
Great. That sounds awesome. I love it when you line up with a choice like that. You know, that's everything, is making a choice.
I love my house.
That's great.
You know, so I do want to put that money in. It hasn't come yet, and I don't want it to come until after Mercury goes, you know, gets out of retrograde.
Sure.
You know, obviously. I also have some concerns about my son. I love my son so much. He has such bad health, and he's just
all right, you want me to look at him for you right now?
Yes, please.
Can you just give me his first name, sweetie? Just the first name.
His first name is Eric.
Oh, that's my brother's name. That's so funny. Okay. He definitely has some energy to clean up. Okay. Susan, there's definitely this sense of, and, you know, I'm going to, there are solutions coming in for his health issues, but he needs to, he's using the health issues as an excuse because he doesn't believe in himself to create the life he wants. Okay. So he's like, oh, look, I'm sick. That's why I can't create what I want. You know, it's kind of like fear of failure feels like very dominant in him. But I feel like this is a really time for him to come to the edge. And I feel like the physical stuff is getting to the point where he's like, I'm sick and tired of it. I'm ready to let it go. So I feel like it's almost a good thing because sometimes when things kind of take over, you're like, okay, I'm done with this. So he is sort of coming to the edge. And I think you could really push him over that edge and help him really connect with who do you want to be? How do you want to feel? Why? You know, because I see solutions coming in for him.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely a different religion than I was. He was raised in religion. And he's very stubborn.
Aren't we all? Yeah, he's stubborn, but you have to go, you know, and this is, I heard this the other day again from Abraham, and it just, you know, we hear the same things. My job is to understand, not to convince. Right. And I definitely am a convincer, and I get the sense you are as well. So I understand, and how can I help you? And this is what I see. I think you're more powerful than you realize. I think you've created these physical things because you're afraid and you don't believe in yourself, but I believe in you. And what can I, you know, being a supportive, understanding, empathetic, compassionate, I think will help him.
That's exactly what I've been doing.
That's it.
With
That's
him
all
lately
you can.
is just supporting him and loving him.
Yeah, but he has to choose.
He has some serious health issues. He's had a stroke. He's 48. He's gone through a lot of crap.
But the stroke is because he's not, there's a lot of feelings and fears that he's not contending with. And so the body does it for him, you know? So really giving him a space to speak his truth is the best thing you can do, you know, as his mama.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan. Let me know. Keep me posted on him.
I will.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Next I have 818 again. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello. Hello.
Hello, Nadia?
Oh, yes. Hi. Yes. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How can I help you, Lisa?
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, happy Saturday. I'll try to be quick and over at the end of the show.
No worries.
I've been living in Colorado since June, and I'm most excited about manifesting a new job with my second act. So I want to know if there's anything I need to get into alignment, or should I just be happy and patient? Or,
well, there's two
I'm
things.
I'm a Leo like you. So.
Oh, yes, girl. I'm with you. Yes, you know. So number one, I don't believe I can get everything I want. There's still a little bit of that because we think big. Leos, we go big or go home, okay? We go big or go home, girl.
True.
So let yourself be big. Don't hold back to what – don't let your belief match your desire, not your desire match your belief.
Okay.
Does that make sense? They're showing me people coming in, really calling in all the people you want to work with, all the sort of higher energy, not the business, the people that are ready to do the business in a new way, not the way the business has been. You really want to be a part of the new energy, not the old energy. So don't look backwards. You are a little bit between worlds right now in the sense of like you still have a foot in the old energy and a foot in the new energy. So that's why you feel that sort of stall and waiting energy because you're not all the way over the fence. Okay.
Right.
Hold on. There's something here. Let me just get clarity on this for you. What they want you to do is it's really interesting because there's this sense of letting a little magic into your life, not being so realistic. Does that make sense to you? Are you very realistic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And they're also showing me this around love relationships. Like, it's like, let yourself go back to that little girl. That's like, I'm a princess. Okay. Like, get back to the queen, honey. We queens. We queens. You are in a restorative process. You are in this sort of rebuilding energy right now. So that's why you're not feeling that propelling forward. They're showing me by the summer, there should be, pay attention. We're giving you messages. This is what your guides are saying. We're giving you messages. We're leading, we're lighting the path. So it's not, so follow the small things that seem like they're nothing, but they're lighting a path for you. They're showing me towards the summer. So like before our birthdays. Before our birthdays. Yeah, hold on. Yes. You're going to see that what you're seeking is, I want to receive money and feel confident and great about myself and be the uplifter that you came here to be. Because you love being that person, you know?
Oh, yes.
That brings the joy and the fun and the connection. So that's really what we're putting out there for you. But it is going to be like a little bit slow in the next few months going. And then in the summer, it's going to really speed up for you. So yeah, this is the time, to your point, receive, breathe, let it in. That's where you're at right now.
Okay. Thank you. That's awesome.
Thank you, Lisa.
Have a great
one. You too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks you guys so much. Thank you all for calling in. I love that new people got in. Sometimes I get, you know, you guys all call in early. Sending you guys so much love. I will be live next month again. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it'll be March 6th because we have those the short month this month. And you guys, use this energy in February. Open to what you want. This is your time. Sending so much love. Talk to you guys soon.